Doctor Who, Shuck, by James D. Quinton, starring David Nagel, Tegan Harris, and Stephen Saunders.
Oh, blast it, Tom. I wish we didn't have to be so secretive. I'll tell you next time. What was that? Oh, my Lord, it can't be. No! No, not real. No, you're not real.
So he said to me, Dr. Livingston, I presume?
And what did you say?
I said, Doctor Who?
And then you realised you'd just ruined one of the most famous exchanges in history.
Earth history?
Yes, Earth history.
Yes, but old Henry Stanley didn't know that, did he? I altered his journal later when we eventually found Dr. Livingston. Fortunately, he didn't notice, and the New York Herald had published his account as it should have been.
And you're telling us that we shouldn't interfere with history?
When you're in my line of business, it's an occupational hazard. I don't expect others to follow my example.
Okay. So where are we now, Doctor?
Earth.
How do you know?
It smells right.
What else can your nose tell us?
It tells me that it's very cold.
Well, we can see and feel that.
I love this time of year. Autumn and the beginning of winter. Such poetry in the dying of the year.
Is that a quote?
Yeah, some famous poet. Name escapes me.
It certainly is a bit bleak.
Very Sleepy Hollow, don't you think?
Sleepy what?
The film, Doctor. Sleepy Hollow that stars Johnny Depp and Christina Ricci.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, well, the Hollow in Sleepy Hollow looked very much like this.
Yeah, all spooky and stuff.
Very descriptive, Chandresh.
Thanks.
Look at that moon.
Glorious, isn't it?
Mmm.
So does your nose tell us where on Earth we are? I don't mean where on Earth are we, but where on Earth are we? You know what I mean.
England, we're not sure when. Well, at least it adds a bit of excitement to proceedings.
Excitement?
Yes, well, we don't know where we are, do we? Isn't that exciting that we'll have to find out?
Okay, well, can't we go, Doctor? Nothing much around here, is there?
Are you just saying that because I just said I liked it?
Would I do a thing like that?
Yes.
I sympathise with you, Chan, but we haven't explored yet. Come on, let's go this way. No, that way.
Sim again, Henry.
All right, fill her up. I reckon I've earned it today.
You say that every day, Henry.
What are you all laughing at? At least I do a proper day's work, unlike old Ransom over here.
Now, mind what you say, Henry. You know he ain't been the same since. Well, you know.
Some things are best not spoken of. I'll have another one, please, Owen.
That's true.
How are the crops this year, Henry?
Terrible, terrible. I reckon we'll be eating grain all that winter. I'll have to slaughter half my herd to make an ends.
Well, market's next week. I've got a good lot of chickens ready for the knife.
Mr. Thatcher, well, this is a nice surprise to see you on such an inclement evening.
Damn your pleasantries, Fuller. I'm not here out of choice. Do you think I'd leave my warm fire to come out into the cold if it weren't necessary?
I suppose not, sir.
But as I'm here, I will take a flagon of your finest ale, whatever poison that may be.
Of course, sir.
Evening, sir.
Evening.
So what brings you out on this cold winter's evening?
My servant girl, Mary. She's gone missing.
Missing?
She's with that damn Harper boy. She thinks I don't know, but I know.
Young Tom Harper?
Yes, that's him. Whole family's a damn waste of space, if you ask me.
Don't they live on your estate?
Not for much longer.
Well, you know what boys are like.
You know what young girls are like.
Not in my service, they are not. When I get hold of her, she'll wish she'd never disobeyed her master's orders.
Well, you're probably right, Mr. Thatcher. She's lucky to be employed by such a respectable gentleman as yourself, sir. Another pint, sir?
What? Oh, yes, thank you. Here you are.
Thank you, sir.
So have you seen him?
Tom.
Of course, Tom.
He was in earlier, sir, with his father, who'd had a bit too much to drink. Tom took him home.
See? Damn drunkards.
Well, it's good for business, sir.
When I see that boy, I shall challenge him to a duel.
Why ever would you do that, sir?
Why? Why? Damn it, man, he has offended my honour, courting my servant under my very nose and against my wishes. The lad is a scoundrel. and must be taken to task. Has anyone seen that Tom Harper?
It's getting awfully dark, Doctor. Can't see where I'm going. Not great, is it?
Looks a bit like the lightning they have in public toilets to discourage antisocial behaviour.
Why don't we go back and get a torch?
Why don't we just go back and get out of here?
Well, that's gratitude for you. I give you two the opportunity to explore space and time, and when we reach a destination, you're not interested.
We are interested, Doctor, and we are grateful. But it is bloody freezing, and, well, not much about, is there? I mean, I've seen a forest before.
But who knows what's beyond the forest?
Not a forest, probably.
Oh. Okay, you win.
Great. I think I'm going to have a big mug of hot chocolate when we get back.
Hang on. What's this?
What's what?
It's a fabric. Looks like it's from a dress.
Doctor, there's blood on it.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Human blood?
Looks like there was some kind of altercation here. See how the ground has been disturbed. Too dark to see how much blood has been spilt.
What can we do?
We'll have to inform someone in authority.
Can't we go back to the TARDIS and wait until morning?
No time like the present. Maybe somebody's injured. Perhaps we can find some people to form a search party.
After you.
Thanks.
At last, a road.
Not much of a road.
No, by the looks of these tracks, we're in some time that hasn't had the advantage of automobile transportation. These tracks are made by horse and cart.
Which way now, then, Doctor?
This way, I think. Hey, stop!
You fool! I could have run you over! What do you want?
I was rather hoping you could give us a lift to the nearest, village.
Village is that way, and I'm going that way.
What year is it?
What?
What year is it, please?
The year of our Lord, 1577.
1577?
Yes. Who are you?
Travellers. Thank you for your help.
I'd hurry if I were you. Doesn't pay to be wandering around this part of the world in the dark.
Why?
Giddy up!
1577, eh?
A good year?
Not sure. Good century, though. Queen Elizabeth I is in the throne. Mr. Da Vinci has started to paint the Mona Lisa. And Francis Drake leaves to circle the world this year.
Sir Francis Drake, you mean?
No, not yet. Oh, and of course, William Shakespeare is alive.
Maybe we can change his history so he doesn't start writing those plays.
Chandresh?
Oh, he's only 13 years old at the moment. Besides, we are, or should I say, will be good friends.
You are?
Well, one doesn't like to name drop. Anyway, let's get moving.
Hey, so we know which way to go now. And it's the opposite to the way you said we should go, Doctor.
Oh, was it? I didn't realise.
Come on, then. I don't think I've ever done so much walking as I have with you, Doctor.
Time travel, adventure, sightseeing and fitness. What more do you want?
Nothing else when you put it like that, Doctor.
Ah, at last, civilization.
Thank God. Is that a house over there?
No, it looks like an inn or something. I can feel the warmth of a roaring fire already. Remember to be good little time and space travellers and keep your mouths shut.
Charming.
I think we need to worry about what you say after you told us about Mr. Livingstone.
Okay, but follow my lead.
Will do, Doc.
Good. Good evening, all.
Evening.
Could we get 3 pints of local brew, please?
Certainly.
Thank you. I am the Doctor, and by the way, this is Chandresh and Alice.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Owen. The Doctor, right? I could do with one of those.
No, we're just passing through. We're on our way to, Ipswich.
Ah, where'd you set off from, Doctor?
Norwich.
Yes, that's right.
And now you find yourself in the parish of Blythburgh.
Yes, and delightful it is too.
Will you be wanting a room for the night? We have space for you and the young lady. Your servant can sleep down here on the floor if you can vouch for his character.
What?
Chan, this could be the first time they've encountered a person of Asian descent.
It's okay, Doctor. I'd realise that by the stairs I'm getting off the punters.
Ah, yes, it will be okay. Perhaps, but first I'm afraid I have to inform you of something.
What be that?
We found this in the forest. We got rather lost.
You must have ended up in the forest. Let's have a look.
Looks like a piece of a dress, as you'll notice. It's practically covered in blood. It could have been caused by an accident, but I suspect there might be foul play involved.
A dress?
Yes.
I know that dress.
You do?
Give it to me, man. Yes, it's from her dress.
Her dress?
My servant girl, Mary. I recognise this material. Finest cotton from London. Where did you find this?
About a mile or so down the road, in the forest.
That scoundrel.
Sorry?
Mr. Thatcher came in earlier looking for his servant girl. He reckons she slipped out to meet Tom Harper, a local lad. They're quite keen on each other.
I see.
Now the fiend has... who knows what he's done? I need some men to help me search for a missing girl. What's wrong with you lot? Damn you peasants!
Mr. Thatcher, it's pitch dark out there and freezing.
What's that?
We need to organise a proper search party, not just go wandering out into the woods.
And what would you know? Who are you people anyway?
Doctor?
You don't look much like a doctor. Maybe you did this? Maybe you're trying to trick me? Have me searching through the woods whilst you ransack my home?
I think you're getting a little carried away. I can see you're upset.
I'll see you all hang for this.
Nonsense. It was him. The beast.
Not now, Ransom.
The beast? What do you mean?
Oh, everyone knows. But no one says a thing.
About what?
About the beast. Black Shuck.
That's enough, Ransom.
Black Shuck? What's Black Shuck?
It's from hell. The devil on earth.
It's just a local myth, Doctor. Pay no notice. He's had one too many. I think everyone has.
No. The beast is back.
I don't believe in superstitions.
You will.
Doctor?
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it. Almost a year ago now, my wife, child, and I were walking by the river. It was getting dark, but it was quite a warm evening. And all of a sudden, it got cold. Then we heard it.
Heard what?
A howl. An unearthly howl. Not an ordinary howl, you understand. And in that instant, we knew that it was all true. Then it appeared from nowhere, bounding towards us.
What did it look like?
Oh, I can see it now. A huge animal, 3 times the size of a normal dog. Its teeth like daggers. And that one eye. That one eye.
One eye?
A red ball of fire. We couldn't move from terror. The next moment, it was ripping through my wife and child. I ran and ran. The next day, nothing. It said that if you see Black Shuck and live, you will die 12 months later. Reckon my time might be up.
I'm sorry for your loss, but...
What do you think, Doctor?
Doctor, I'm afraid his mind isn't what it used to be.
Years ago, my father also saw this beast. A year later, he was dead.
Coincidence?
You all know the stories. They go back centuries. This dress has been torn to shreds.
That I can agree on.
Oh, Shuck won't be satisfied with just one soul tonight.
What was that?
Welcome to hell.
Our country is too cold to foster up a friend. Till proof be made, each one will say still yours unto the end. But try in time of need, and all your friends are flown. Such fruitless seed, such fickle stay, in faithless friends be sown. Or night run out firewood.
What was that? Oh no!
Preposterous. As I said, I don't deal with the supernatural.
That noise, Doctor.
Coincidence, Alice, but there's a girl missing. Mr. Thatcher, do you know where we might find this young lad?
He was here. He must be back on the estate by now.
Has this storm have blonde curly hair?
And quite cute.
He's got curly hair. I'm not sure if he's cute or not.
Remember that lad who was driving the horse and carriage, Doctor?
Yes, but we may have passed him as we came into the village.
Right. I'm going after him.
Wait, we'll come with you.
If you must.
I'm sure Mary's okay.
what would you know?
Well, that Tom did not look like a murderer.
Again, how would you know? And besides, if he didn't kill him, Shuck has.
You seem convinced she's dead.
The evidence speaks for itself.
Mr. Fetcher, I can't help thinking that if you weren't so strict, we wouldn't be in this situation.
How dare you! Do I tell you how to treat your servants?
I apologise. You're right, of course.
I apologise. You were right.
I know, but I shouldn't antagonise him. Not until we find what is going on here, anyway.
There we are. Hopper! Hopper! I know you're in there. Come out!
What do you want, Thatcher?
Where is she?
Who?
You take me for a fool? Mary, goddamn you!
All right, Thatcher, she's not here.
What have you done with her? He found part of her dress covered in blood.
What? Who are these people?
Hello, I'm the doctor. This is...
Show him the dress!
Here.
Aye, looks like hers. Where did you find it?
In the woods. Remember, you saw us on the road.
Oh, yes. I knew I should have taken her home. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have to sneak around.
What was that?
Shut.
Nonsense.
Oh, no. It's taken Mary. It must have.
Come back here, boy. What are you doing?
Getting my gun, then going after it. Maybe find Mary.
I think we need a little calm here.
Calm? A girl is missing and a beast is on the loose.
Well, a girl is missing, certainly.
We don't need your help anyway.
Okay. I'll go along with your theory, please. I want to help.
Right. I must find her.
Where are you going to start?
We'll show you where we found the dress.
I don't think we're going to have to go far to find it.
It's getting closer.
Into the house.
I'm not scared. I'm going after it.
Don't be daft, lad. Get in.
Barricade the door.
Alice, help me with the table.
I just need one good shot.
Wait. I can't hear anything.
Thank heaven for that.
What is it, Doctor?
Quiet.
What is it, Doctor?
Well, I don't know. Unless you be quiet, so shush.
Sorry.
He's gone.
Okay, I believe. Tom, is there a back door?
Aye, this way.
Come on.
This way.
Quickly.
Here we are.
It's coming.
Onto the horse and carriage.
Doctor, the horse has bolted.
I'm not surprised.
You can't go back.
I must.
What are you doing, Doctor?
Go ahead with Alice and the others. I need to get a look at this thing.
Are you mad? You'll be killed.
Go on, don't argue. Run.
Come on, my house isn't far.
Let's see what you are. Ah, so you are real. I see you're a long way from home. Strange you don't seem to have any life readings. Now there's a good boy. Don't get any ideas now. Stay back. Playful, aren't you? Tom, what are you doing?
It's not dead. The beast still lives.
Come on, before it regains its strength.
I don't understand.
I think I'm beginning to. Come on, we must go.
I hope they're okay.
Your friend is foolhardy, as well as that Harper boy. Wait here. You're both alive!
Of course. Through here, is it?
Doctor, you're alive.
Yes, thanks to young Tom here.
Are you okay, Tom?
No. My father, Mary dead, and that thing, I shot it and it didn't die.
You must have missed the boy.
No, he hit it all right. We wouldn't have escaped otherwise.
Did you find anything out, Doctor?
Yes. We're dealing with a creature not of this earth.
We know that, man.
I think he means alien.
That's correct. An alien.
That thing is from hell.
No, from Sojal. It's a planet far from Earth. It's a guard of sorts, animated, a hologram.
You're talking in Dutch, man.
Hologram? A hologram that can kill and survive bullets?
Yes, very powerful. Computer-generated life form. That doesn't need sleep, that doesn't die, that kills for pleasure.
What's it doing here on Earth?
I don't know. Usually they protect very important people. Diplomats, kings, queens, presidents, VIPs.
You speak in a foreign tongue, Doctor. Your words are akin to those of a madman.
Mr. Thatcher, it's like a plaything. A plaything that won't break, and that's very powerful. Unstoppable. Right, Doctor?
Yes, if you like.
But how can we stop it, Doctor?
How often does Shuck appear?
He appears when he appears. He's been seen all over the country for centuries, since the Vikings invaded this fair isle.
Odin.
What in the heavens now?
Mr. Thatcher, sir, Mr. Thatcher.
Calm down, man. Calm down. Come through here.
What's wrong?
Shuck has struck at the tavern. It took Ransom and Charlie. We all saw it. We're all cursed.
Girl, pour him some wine.
Okay.
Yes, we have encountered him too.
Here.
Thank you, miss. Everyone's going to the church for safety.
Well, Doctor, any ideas?
Total guards could only be activated, brought to life, that is, by pressing down on a purple crystal which was usually worn as a necklace, or maybe as a ring. But it would need energy, if the Shuck is moving freely about. Ley lines, maybe. Yes, lines of energy. It's possible that Shuck is drawing from them to move about.
A purple ring?
Yes. Why, have you seen something like that before?
My father had a ring, as you describe. He found it whilst working the land. Thought it was Roman.
Where is he?
Dead a year ago now.
Buried on the same day that old Ransom's family died.
That beast from hell has been seen more this year than any other that I can remember.
Do you have the ring, Mr. Thatcher?
No, he was buried with it. He always wore that.
That's
ring.
It.
What's it?
It. Your father's coffin will have to start to rot the earth. Heavy, something must be pressing down on the crystal, activating the guard. Shuck.
Good Lord, man.
I'm afraid if I'm right, then there's only one way to find out.
Oh, Doctor, no.
Oh, cool.
Mr. Thatcher, I'm afraid we're going to have to exhume your father's remains.
We?
Are you insane?
That doesn't sound right to me.
I'm sorry. It's the only way. We have to get to that crystal and destroy it. If not, Shuck will only get stronger, and all it knows is death. We must get to the church before more lives are lost.
I don't know who you are, Doctor, but I've seen the devil itself tonight. And if what you are saying is true, then I have no option but to go along with your sordid plan.
Believe me, there's no other way, and this must end.
Owen, fetch shovels.
You're not believing this, are you, sir?
Damn it, man! I am master of this parish. I don't like it, but we must go along with this doctor. If he's wrong, I'll have him hanged for desecrating my good father's grave. This is it. My father's grave.
Right, we must be quick. Take a shovel, everyone, and dig.
What, Owen? What's going on?
Jane, get back to the church, will you, sir?
What is going on here?
Get back to the church, woman.
He's coming.
Come on, get digging.
Alice, you'd better get into the church. You'll be safe there.
No way. I'm staying with you.
Gentlemen, Mr. Thatcher, what on earth are you doing?
Look out!
Dig.
God, I'm out of here.
No, it's seen you.
Help me!
Jant, get Alice into the church now.
Come on.
It's locked.
Let us in. Let us in.
Doctor, Shuck is heading for your companions.
Alice, Jant, watch out.
Tom.
Good man.
Thought you'd join us then.
You made it.
Just, sorry I'm late. Come on, open up.
In quickly. Oh no!
Shut the door! Not again.
Are you okay?
Just. I think I got clawed. Oh no. Nearly out of ammunition.
We're there.
What are you doing?
No time to explain.
He's coming back.
Don't worry. I'll deal with him.
We must help the doctor.
What can we do?
Come on, there must be a way out via the vestry or something.
The what?
The vestry, where the vicar gets dressed and stuff.
Okay, let's do it. Too late.
Everyone, into the vestry. Come on, move, quickly.
Doctor!
Help me prise the lid off, we must hurry.
This is against the laws of God. Oh, the smell. My poor father.
What was that? Look out!
Charlie, look out.
Oh, no, you don't.
There it is, the crystal.
The crystal! It's alive!
Sorry about this, Mr. Thatcher, but I must pull the ring from your father's hand. There.
Yes. It's beautiful.
Not for much longer.
What's that?
Sonic screwdriver. Cover your eyes.
Chan, this is it.
It's gone! Vanished! The doctor's done it!
Oh, I thought we were dead.
You're okay.
A few seconds longer, we wouldn't be talking to you.
Oh, Doctor.
Oh, I have to save your life more often.
Where is everybody?
Alice herded everyone into the vestry.
Right. Better tell them the good news.
Mr. Thatcher, are you all right?
Yes. Sorry. This has all been a bit much for me. So much death.
I know, but it's over now.
Is that the crystal you're holding, Doctor?
Yes, what's left of it. Quite an interesting device. Although I'm afraid you may not have seen the last of Shuck.
What? What do you mean?
But you destroyed the crystal.
Yes, but due to the energy Black Shuck has absorbed, it will take a while for his image to fade. He'd be quite harmless. He has no physical presence, but you still may witness his representation. I'm afraid he'll probably be scarring people for a few years yet to come. Not sure. A few hundred years?
How long will it take?
A few hundred years?
Afraid so.
They're quite hysterical in there.
Tom, will you see to them? Ensure they get back to their homes.
Yes, sir.
And Tom, I'm sorry for your losses tonight.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Was it the right thing to do?
Was what the right thing to do?
I think she means sneaking off.
Sneaking? I don't call that sneaking. I call that making an uncomplicated exit. I hate answering questions.
I suppose it's hard to explain.
Quite so. The important thing is that this community is no longer in danger.
So where do you think the crystal came from?
Probably just fell from the sky a few hundred years ago. It's not surprising that artifacts like the crystal fall to Earth. There's so much rubbish floating around up there. Ah, there she is. Where to next?
I think someone mentioned a hot chocolate earlier. Alice?
Did you see that?
What?
There, through the fog in the trees. I swear I saw a phone box.
A phone box?
Yeah, a red one, old-fashioned.
Can't be silly.
Sounds like you're missing home, my dear. Classic case of homesickness. How about we take a trip home?
Maybe. But I'm sure.
Come on, I'll put the kettle on.